think we'll make reference to it before, but how do you get an allotment in the first place?
Well, this, you have to wait. Say if this guy's planting 300 acres of rice. All right. And this guy wants to plant 50 acres. He said, next year I'm gonna plant 250 acres and put 50 acres up for bid. And they have to buy his 50 acre allotment from him to plant his 50 acres.
How did he get his allotment in the first place?
I don't know.
I mean,
they just allot them so much, I believe.
Yeah.
And as far as much as they can get until somebody else doesn't want to plant it.
And then does the second guy have the allotment for good, or does he have to bid on
it? Yeah, he has it then. That's the way it was explained to me from this fellow in college.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it was based on what you grew the year before,
right.
You know, but it seems like it would be pretty well impossible to get, to ever get an allotment in.
It is. It's real hard to get one. And once they get it, they usually won't give it up.
What would you call alcohol that's made illegal? Maybe out in the woods or something.
Moonshine. Okay.
Any other
names? Bootleg.
What's the difference?
Well, bootleg is when they're taking it from one place to the other place, I believe. And moonshine, illegal whiskey made out of stills.
Bootleg is just sold illegally?
Right.
It could be.
Bootleg whiskey is sold illegal, I'd say.
Like, I could get whiskey from, say, Florida and sell it.
Well, like here, you can't sell whiskey on Sunday. You can't sell beer on Sunday. If somebody sells it, they say bootleg.
Mm-hmm. What would you call real poor quality whiskey?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the term slow?
Never did.
What about beer that you make at home? You call that?
Never made it, I don't know.
And?
Homebrew, that's what you call it.
Okay. Say if you had to do a job and you couldn't do it by yourself, you might ask somebody to
help you.
Okay, so you say, so then he went ahead and
helped me.
And Sam, he has what me to do that. He has
helped me do that job.
Do you ever hear people say, help me? He helped me do it?
No.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd ask someone to just
sniff, smell it.
Okay. And you say, that is an imitation maple syrup. That's
real maple syrup.
Or what's another name for real? That's genuine.
Yeah.
And if you were buying something wholesale, like several or several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you're buying it in, you're buying it in quantity.
A large quantity.
Or say when sugar, years ago when sugar was sold way to you out of the barrel, they say they were selling it. Do you ever hear selling something loose or in bulk or bulk?
Yeah. Loose and bulk.
What's the difference?
Loose, I'd say, like you were saying about a while ago. You have it and it's not bundled up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just dip it out, so it's unloose. And bulk, the way I would think of it, would be a large quantity already prepared, and it wouldn't be broken lots. It'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. A sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits would be.
A what?
A sweet spread you could put on toast in the morning.
Butter.
Or
margarine.
Or jam.
Jam.
What else?
Jelly.
And